The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Good God, there's way more kissing in this than I expected. You're listening to episode 121 of Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan and Gabe.
Not fucking time travel.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 121 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
And Juan is super terrified that I'm going to knock his external thing over. So
my external hard drive is a little sensitive, bro, okay? It is. If you touch it the wrong way, it stops working, it shuts down. You know, it's got sensitive. Feelings. It does.
You'll be like, I love you.
I got to rub it every once in a while. Just got to make sure it does well.
Okay? Is the sex what brought you back together after the war?
No.
Tim,
the war brought us together.
You son of a bitch. All right, let's...
He did promise that this is not something he would normally watch. This is something that Alicia watched, so we could give her the son of a bitch if you want. Oh,
okay. Tim didn't have to make us watch this. We asked him, what do you want to pick? And this is what he chose. So let's start off with Tim's only comment on this right now. First, I said, want to call in for Outlander in about an hour? And he said, I won't be able to. I will say this on it, though. Outlander is the shit. Tim, you
I think he's
are
fucking
wrong.
Drunk. He shouldn't probably be doing DoorDash right now.
Yeah.
That motherfucker is drunk.
Or high. Or Heron, possibly. He is from Baltimore.
From Boulder.
I'm sure they do a buttload of heroin in Boulder, too.
So,
I don't know white people do a lot of heroin.
I don't know. I can't speak to white people, so because I'm not white.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, in the world of stereotypes, white people do a lot of heroin.
I thought it was meth.
That's the other kind of white people.
Are heroin the
like,
richer kind
like
of white people?
Boulder white people do like oxycodone and heroin.
Because they have money.
Like Kentucky white people do like meth because they don't have money. And you can make it with like
those thoughts come to you from Gabe
Sudafed
thinking outside the long box.
you can make meth with Sudafed and Drano. It's true, I think mostly.
I honestly have no idea.
I know they make it.
We were trying to talk about the difference between crack and coke at work the other day.
Oh, that's easy.
Because I thought they were the same thing. It's just how you ingested it, which was weird to me.
No, like crack is distilled with like water and baking soda to make it crystalline so that it's condensed. So you don't need as much of it to get like
way more
high.
So it's just condensed coke.
Yes.
Okay. So they're the same.
Sort of, yeah. There is like an actual like molecular change to it that makes it like a different thing.
Crack.
Like, I think
Do you heat crack up?
Yes. You have to smoke it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's crystalline. You probably can't inject it.
Well, I mean, I guess you could dissolve it and inject it, but that sounds...
Would it just be coke again?
Like, no. It would be injected crack, and that sounds like a terrible idea.
I don't know. I don't do drugs. I don't fucking know this shit.
I don't do drugs either.
I don't know how to smoke weed. So, I mean,
yes,
you know,
You've smoked a cigarette in your life, right?
Okay, that's what I was just going to say. Aside from rolling it up into a joint and smoking it, I don't really know how a pipe works. Like, I don't know if you have to pack it or if there's some weird thing you could do. I see a lot of people putting what looks like candle wax or some shit on their weed, and that's really weird to me. And
that's just, like, different, like, hash distillates and stuff like that, so...
See, I don't even know what
it's just
said.
It's just stuff to make it stronger. It's the same thing. Like, basically, it's the crack of weed.
You just add some shit?
Well, no. They soak it and boil it and get all the THC crystal out of it. And then they take that liquid and they, like, distill it or harden it or turn it, you know, into something else. So it's just like a concentrate.
Huh.
So, like, the stuff that you smoke out of, like, a vape pen is, like, 98% pure THC a lot of the time. Whereas, like, the weed that you smoke out of, like, your bong is, like, 15% THC. So, it's, like, a very different kind of high. Huh. So, like, when you know, take a dab or, like, use a vape pen, it's like, whoa.
If you haven't noticed, we don't like Outlander.
Yeah.
And so we haven't talked about it at all this whole episode yet.
Why would I give a fuck about this show, Tim? Dude, okay. So, like, let's get started on this.
I'm in. I mean, I'm out, but I'm in.
Let's start with you. How many episodes did you get through?
I think 3 or 4.
Okay. Doyle said that he lost several hours of his life to this. So I'm gonna assume...
He probably watched the season,
I'm
guessing.
Oh, God, I hope he didn't watch the whole season. I'm going to assume that he watched about the same, like 3 or 4. My curmudgeon-y ass could not get through.
I stopped paying attention is the problem.
I watched the first episode. I paid really good attention to it, and it was fucking horrible. Like, and look, I don't have a problem with like shows like this all the time. Like,
I usually love time travel stuff.
It has nothing to do with the fucking bullshit time travel. All right. So I knew a little bit of what I was getting into because Steve, our Patreon supporter, his mom is a huge fan of this book series.
Do you talk to Steve a lot?
I talk to Steve.
Did you get him his hat?
I haven't gotten him his hat because we haven't gone to play D&D yet. Oh, okay. So, but, we'll be doing that soon, Steve.
Yeah, not Juan.
Not Juan. Juan's not invited. Juan's not invited.
Still not invited.
No Mexicans. Nope. Only half breeds.
What is Steve?
Half black, half white.
Oh wow, he looks Mexican. He don't even look black.
That's because he's inside all the time. Oh man, that's good stuff. Anyway, So Steve's mom is like a really big fan of this book series. So I knew that it took place in Scotland.
Like it in a book better.
Though. Like I knew that, you know, there was some kind of time travel involved and I knew that it was fairly like romancy. I was not prepared for the level of like Lifetime movie this shit is.
I wasn't prepared for the boobs that were in it and all the sex that was happening.
Oh, yeah. There was a butt ton of sex.
I generally let my kids watch everything that I'm watching, you know, because I don't really care. But if I'm put in a situation where I'm thrown off guard by just tits on the screen and my kids are there, I'm like, oh, fuck. What the hell? Like, what the fuck is going on?
I think the thing that I thought was crazy was he went down on her. I was like, I don't think they did that back then. And then I was like, I wonder if he learned it in France. Like, that's how great of attention I was paying to this bullshit show. Is all I could think of is, I wonder if he learned how to go down on a chick in France.
Did they show that earlier in the scene and I just missed it?
No, it was when they were in the castle.
I know.
Learning how to go down on a chick in France. Oh, my bad. That's part of his official backstory. I was just like, dude, this is like, and I don't, like, sex and stuff doesn't really bother me. Like, gratuitous sex and shows doesn't bother me.
No.
But this was just so... This is what it felt like. And I don't know really much about the book. I don't know if it's written by a lady or a guy. And I'm probably going to look it up later. But this show felt like what I imagine most dudes think females' inner monologues are like. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, it felt like... It felt like women's professional wrestling, clearly written by a man to like fulfill his wish fantasies,
Diana.
But pretending like it's a lady.
Diana J. Gabaldon.
Okay, so the book is written by a woman. Let's look at the TV show. The
TV show is based on that lady, developed by Ronald D. Moore. A shit ton of producers. Jim, Ronald, Merrill, Ann, Tony, Ira, Matthew, Jim, Marigo. So a shit ton of dudes.
It's basically a bunch of dudes wrote this.
Fuck, 4 seasons. Jesus.
5 seasons. The 5th season's on Amazon right now. Wow. I almost accidentally watched that.
I didn't know where to start. I was like,
I was just like, I'm just going to watch the first episode.
I don't know if I should jump in at the like middle, because I think I would have enjoyed this show more if I would have just started with season 4. Because the first season, the first episode, I had to rewatch the first episode like 30 minutes in. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know what's going on. I got to rewatch it again. It's because I came into it because he had said
time
it was
travel.
A time travel
And you're like,
show.
Where's the like, fucking all right, cool. time yeah, travel? Yeah.
And then there's these random ladies out in a fucking farm or some shit doing this crazy
yeah,
dance.
That scene definitely like, needed to be 12 minutes long or however fucking long that was. Oh, dude.
I was
just like, and it's like sex scene, another sex scene, another sex scene. And like, look, I'm 100% about women like embracing their sexuality and all this stuff. But her delivering the line, sex is what brought us back together after the war, while they're in the middle of like just a super exploitative sex scene. I'm just like, it's written by a dude. Like, this is bullshit for a dude to watch and like pretend like it's for his girlfriend. Like this, it was awful. It was awful. I hated this show. Like, I can't, Tim.
I will tell you that
Tim, what the absolute fuck did you do this to me
there
for?
There were a lot of women on our Facebook page
who were like excited about it.
Who I was on 10 or 15 minutes into the first show, and it has not caught my attention yet. Hopefully it gets better. And everybody was like, oh man, don't just wait two or three episodes in. It's going to be awesome. Just wait. And I just couldn't, like, it never did for me. I was just like, I can't do it.
I can't get past this episode. Like, I can't do this. Tim, if you can convince me to watch three more episodes, if you can tell me what happens that's going to capture my attention in three more episodes, I'll watch them.
What did Doyle say? He wasted his time? What did he say?
He literally said, I need to have a chat with Tim for wasting several hours of my life. Like, that's literally...
Tim said he's too poor, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no. He said it's the shit. And Doyle said, if by that you mean Outlander is shit, then I totally agree.
I'm going to find the other one.
Oh, man.
Said, this is what he said earlier this week. You need to let Tim in this time via the interwebs. He's unavailable because he's door dashing.
Yeah.
That I've wasted many hours of my life on this Outlander romance novel that I will never get back. Motherfuckers gotta pay. Like, that's literally what he said. So,
and then neither of them are here.
I know. God damn it. I want to know what Tim thinks of this.
April Grace Myers said, try to stick it out to episode 2 or 3. It starts to pick up. I tried watching it 2 or 3 times and never got past the first episode. So I finally decided to just skip it and fell in love with the show. April Grace Myers said that. Albert said, great show. I feel like this is some shit Abby would like, honestly, because he likes all this lovey-dovey kind of slow.
It's just
for me, it was slow.
It's just because he's alone.
It's fucked up.
I think he
liked all that shit.
Albie,
before.
I'm just giving you a hard time, buddy. Don't cry.
I honestly, the first episode just
is bullshit. It's awful, dude. Like, I don't think I can convey to you how unenjoyable this was to watch.
It just maligned my whole view of the show.
I couldn't pay attention to it. It was like meandered all over the goddamn place. The time travel aspect of it, where she like figures out that it's time travel and then unfigures out that it's time travel and is like super surprised that like she's gone back in time and then figures out that it's time travel again. like what is wrong with you? Like, just dude, this show was garbage. Like, it's just terrible. Like,
Michael Kirk just sent me an alien walking down the hallway. I don't understand that. That's really weird.
It's weird that we
I see why.
It's weird that we get text messages from ghosts.
It was a Facebook message.
Oh.
It's funny, though. I'll have to show it to you later.
Nice.
But this movie's awful. This show is awful. But there are a few Outlander rules to time travel.
Okay.
Okay. This is long, so it's going to take a little bit of time. Rule number one.
Be immediately confused.
Time passes at the same time, no matter where you are. One of the most important time travel rules to understand on Outlander is that time travels at the same time, no matter what point you're at. So when Claire was in the past with Jamie, the same amount of time passing for her husband Frank in the 40s when she left him. This is particularly important for season 3, as that's how Claire determines where and when she should return to the past to try to reunite with Jamie again. Rule number 2. You need a precious gemstone for a successful trip through time. While not as complicated as a mathematical equation to determine how to travel through time, it takes more than just a will and a way to time travel on Outlander. In both the show and Gabaldon's books, it's revealed that one needs to be wearing a precious gemstone to travel through safely, or else you risk not making it to your desired point in time, or not making it through at all. So you need jewelry. Gabaldon's books get into the science and reasoning behind this a bit more than the show will. Said more. We had a couple conversations with Diana about it, the rules, and we simplify them a little bit. Okay, so they made them worse. Rule number 3, time travel is most effective via specific locations and dates. When Claire first traveled through the stones at Craig Nadun in the story, she happened to be in luck that she stumbled across both a sensitive location to time travel on an important seasonal day. As explored in Gabaldon's books, there are certain dates and locations that make the ability to time travel between eras easier, in particular the 4 seasonal solstices and the 4 Gaelic festivals meant to celebrate them. Rule number 4, the ability to time travel... The ability to travel through time is inherited. As more and more characters on Outlander begin to discuss and even experience the ability to travel through time, it becomes clear that the people who are able to pass through these sensitive areas have a shared lineage, though saying any more than that would get into spoiler territory for season 4, I assume. You only get... See, rule number 5. You only get... This is the last one. You only get limited trips through time. That sucks. Time travel on Outlander isn't as simple as stepping through a portal. Instead, it's an exhaustive experience that wears on the mind and body. As such, people can't sustain multiple trips back and forth, which becomes important as Claire weighs the decision between whether she should return back in time to reunite with the love of her life or stay with her daughter in the 60s and live out their lives together. There are several more key details, but that's the main gist of
time travel on Outlander.
Well, yeah, you're in the... So this is through season 3, I think.
So she travels all over in time, correct, then.
Is what it sounds like.
Tim's going to try to convince me to watch those other 3 episodes, and I'm going to regret saying that.
He's going to convince you to watch all those 4 seasons.
Ugh. I don't know, man. I don't know that I can do it.
I don't like it.
I really disliked this show.
I definitely give this a thumbs down.
I also, because I can't make myself give this more of a shot, give this a thumbs down. Like, I have a really hard time with that concept of just watch like 4 episodes of it. Like, I don't have time to watch 4 hours of television just to become interested in something. Like,
right.
Maybe back at the very beginnings of like prestige television, when like not every single TV show was like that, I would be more open to that, more susceptible to that.
Right.
But now so many shows, they're like, well, the first 4 episodes are just building up what the fuck is going on.
Right.
And then the rest of the season's the actual story. And I just don't have the patience for that most of the time. Like, I want to get into the show right away and enjoy it. So
I agree.
I don't know. This gets a thumbs down for me.
It was awful. It's making me fall asleep right now.
I know. You reading that list made me tired. how many minutes have we talked about this? Can we be done yet?
17 minutes.
Son of a bitch.
We can be done. I mean, 17 minutes is fine.
No.
It is on episode... It is on season 4. 16 plus 13 plus 13 plus 13. I don't know how many episodes that is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 46, 49, 52... 57.
I immediately episodes. Checked out as you added things.
There's
up.
There's 57 episodes.
So that's 50.
Which seems rather light for 4 seasons.
It's 57 episode or hours of television. No way. Not touching that with your dick. Like, that sounds awful.
There was 2 years in between. Wow, I wonder why.
Do you think maybe it got picked up by something else? Like, they got canceled and then picked up somewhere else?
But it's awful. It's bad. I'm sorry, Grace or Albie or whoever else, like Tim, Alicia. I don't know what you guys are watching.
Hey, maybe, but if it's for you, it's for you.
I need to get to season 2. I don't fucking know, but I couldn't get through half of season 1. So
yeah, I'm out.
I am completely out.
All right. Well, final thoughts on Outlander.
I don't like it. Like I said, it's to me, it seemed very romancy and very... I just don't like watching shit like that. It just bores me. If there's not comedy or if there's not... So when he said it was going to be time travel, I assumed we weren't going to find time travel within the first 10 minutes. But I thought maybe 20, maybe 30 minutes. Like, it just took way too long to get where I thought it was going to go. And I didn't know it was going to be so romancy. And I'm just out. I just don't like shit like that. I just don't.
It just seems so corny. Like, it seemed like a Lifetime movie, and I can't do it. Like, I just can't do it. It was so just terabad. I don't like the acting. I don't like the story. I didn't like anything about this. Like,
Tim is no longer allowed to pick anything.
No, that's not true. He'll get to pick not this recording, but next time. Whatever.
Nothing. He is out.
He's not out. He picks all sorts of good stuff. He is
fucking out.
We could talk about video games.
Well, was episode 120, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Or 120 or 121?
121. Yes. With that said, I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
We'll talk to you later. We're never watching this
bullshit again. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.